This article is brought to you by ProCrew Schedule, construction management software, built for contractors, by contractors. How to request time extensions for your construction projects. Delays are inevitable in any of your construction projects and usually come in many forms. Whenever a delay occurs, it may be the right time for you to request an extension, and this request for an extension of time is a formal favor for an additional time. How a request will be made depends on the contract, the job, and your client's willingness to approve such a request. As a contractor, you and your subs must know firsthand how to request time extensions properly. This blog will serve as your guide on how to request time extensions properly. We break down this guide into several sections: when is the right time to request a time extension, the process of requesting one, the necessary documents you need to prepare, and most importantly, some actionable tips for a successful time extension request. When is it right to request a time extension? Delays not caused by you or your subs demand an extension of time. As a matter of fact, many other scenarios require an extension of time, too. Some of the most acceptable reasons to request extensions of time are the following. The client asks you to start work later on. New or additional work is being requested. Differing site conditions. Delays in the delivery of important goods. The client requests. Variations in the scope of the project. Ongoing legal disputes. You are working in the midst of unexpected bad weather conditions. Other possible reasons are deemed reasonable by the project leaders and contractors. As a contractor, you should be able to prove that you are performing well in your job. You should also show enough evidence that these delays are caused by external factors that are beyond your control and not because of your underperformance. The process to request for time extensions. When requesting time extensions, certain steps should be followed to make sure the requested extension will be approved. The process goes on as follows. First, you must notify that an issue may affect the project schedule. Craft a formal letter requesting the time extension, including why these delays must be added to the construction schedule. The contract administrator remits the letter for further evaluation, approval, or rejection. And if the time extension is granted, a written notice will be submitted. What will be issued next is the change order. Note, some contracts may specify that time requests for time extensions should be completed first within a specific time frame to prevent automatic rejection. What are the supporting documents you need to prepare? Following procedures and meeting deadlines is only half the battle. Your request for a time extension must be supported by as much detailed documentation as possible. Details are very important. The more information and details are provided, the most likely your request for time extensions will be granted. And the correct way of presenting a time extension request should contain the following specific information. List of activities cited in the project schedule that is being affected by the delay. Notice particular issues causing delays. The amount of time requested, stating specific working days or calendar days. Recommendations that are given to the contract administrator. Photographs, sketches, and other images illustrate the delay issues. Descriptions of the contractor's actions to minimize or avoid delays. Alternative resolutions were presented to the contract administrator. Communications among the team relating to the potential delays and issues related to a certain situation. Additional items to consider in your time extension request. We mentioned in the above section the supporting documents you have to prepare when making a request. Here we will cite some additional specifications you need to consider too when making your request. Insurance and bonds have to be reissued to cover extended periods. Calendar days are not similar to working days. The requested extensions must be sufficient to cover all delays containing additional items that may be affected. No additional time can be granted for the same items once these items have been approved. Amidst the case of continuous delays, only one claim is necessary. Tips for a successful time extension request. We hope you have a better understanding of the process of time extension requests as well as the supporting documents you have to prepare for this claim. In this section, we will share with you some tips for a successful request for a time extension. 1. Read your contracts. It is important that you read and further understand the contract itself and be familiar with the terms that govern the extension of time claims. Those terms might require notices to be sent within a particular period or time frame. And if the notices are not sent, you might lose your right to file a claim. And you do not want that to happen, right? So, again, you have to understand everything in the contract and know the valid reasons why you are filing a claim in the first place. 2. Send notices on time. In general, there are two notices that have to be sent for your claim, the extension of time claim itself and the notice of delay. The notice of delay is fairly simple, and it will be sent as an email or letter explaining the event and how long the delay is expected. On the other hand, the extension claim is sent once all costs are finalized and include evidence of the event. 3. Document everything. Submitting your claim requires documentation of the cause of the delay, including its effect on the project and associated costs. When you start documenting, include revised schedules, emails, photos, weather reports, and any evidence to support the claims of delays. To make documenting easier and faster, make use of crew scheduling software, which will make documenting a lot easier and gather data and reporting. Without proper documentation or adequate reports, you may end up chasing rainbows, incapable of putting your mind on realistic project goals. 4. Keep an updated schedule. Keeping track of your project schedule allows you to showcase the direct effects of a delay straight on the project's critical path. This specific evidence is very important when requesting of time extension or submitting a claim. Only subcontractor scheduling software can easily and precisely show delays and how they will affect the overall project schedule. In fact, this software tool gives all stakeholders a central place to view status and issues, allowing everyone to determine if the project is on track toward the completion dates. 5. Submit a change order. Submit a change order instantly right after the extent of the delay and damages are identified. The change order is a document that specifies the cause of the delay and the associated costs. It represents the agreement between the parties involved on a change to the work, the schedule, the price, or some other parts of the contract. If delays tend to happen, you know exactly what to do. Submit a change order immediately and ensure that it will be addressed in an accurate and timely fashion. 6. Do not let delay claims linger. In the intense pressure to keep your projects on track, you might be tempted to give notice of the delay claim and then deal with it afterward. Doing so can be detrimental to the success of your claim for a few reasons. First, if you fail to document everything, the effects of the delays, and the damages due to the delay, it will become more difficult and less effective to rebuild and prove the claim at the end of the project. Second, you might compromise your power to solve the delay claim successfully. The point here is too obvious. Do not make delay claims linger too long. Deal with it and process it right away. 7. Follow up on a very long day. In the midst of a long delay, more than one request and claim might need to be submitted. If you find yourself in this situation, continue communicating with the project owner and let them know of the delay's immediate effects and whether further claims will be filed. ProCrew Schedule helps you cover up your delays. If a delay does occur, only a fully integrated construction scheduling software can help you resequence the task flow. This amazing software tool enables you to create the most accurate project schedule, making it impossible for delays to happen every time. ProCrew Schedule has all the functionalities you need if you want to cover up your delays and manage them effectively. You can stream your scheduling process seamlessly and keep better track of all your project schedules. ProCrew Schedule is easy to use and gives you full access to all the information you need from a customizable, single dashboard, helping you to ensure you and your team are constantly hitting important deadlines. Request a demo today and see the benefits our scheduling functionalities can make.